T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago police are trying to identify the people who brought guns to the United Center before Sunday's NBA All-Star game. Police say the weapons were first detected by a police dog. WBBM's Mike Krauser with more.
The guns were found in a Yukon Denali that had pulled up to drop people off at a loading dock at the United Center. Police say a bomb-sniffing dog detected a possible hit as it was being led around the SUV. The occupants were told to stay where they were, but police say they said they were part of the halftime show and walked away. A search of the vehicle turned up a military-style backpack containing 2 loaded guns and boxes of ammunition. The driver told police he didn't know who the backpack belonged to. He was armed himself with 2 guns, but is licensed. Police say they were unable to trace the ownership of the guns in the backpack. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A soldier from Elgin who'd been missing in North Korea since 1950 will be buried tomorrow in the western suburbs.
21-year-old Army Master Sergeant Harold Drews was killed in the massive Battle of Chosin Reservoir in December of 1950. He was listed as missing in action until this past November. The military says that in July of 2018, following a meeting between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, North Korea turned over 55 boxes purported to contain the remains of American servicemen killed during the war. DNA tests determined Master Sergeant Drew's remains were among them. He will be buried tomorrow in St. Charles. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Naperville City Council is scheduled to discuss a proposal tonight that would allow the city's second Costco store to be built. The site involved is where a Kmart store used to be located before it closed almost 7 years ago. The project would require tearing down much of the Ogden Mall site. That includes the classic cinemas, Ogden 6 Theaters. An online petition to save the theaters gotten nearly 21,000 signatures since February 3rd. For the first time in recent memory, the Chicago area's made it to mid-February without a single winter storm warning. AccuWeather meteorologist Frank Strait also says we've had some snow, but not as much as normal.
Typical season-to-date snowfall for us is 26.3 inches. Now, we're running 1.1 inches behind that, but if you take away the snow that we had back in October and November, then your snowfall for the season is only around 15 inches, and that's well below average.
New York City has also not been under any severe winter weather warnings this season. 5 people from Chicago, including 3 teenagers, are facing charges in connection with a chase in the suburbs involving a stolen vehicle.
20-year-old Elijah Castle and 18-year-old Aaron Moon are 2 of the 5 individuals allegedly involved in a stolen car chase with Lyle police. The other 3 are teenagers. Police Chief Ron Wilkie says an officer was attempting to make a traffic stop when the car took off and drove from 355 to I-88 at speeds over 110 miles per hour.
The suspect vehicle did not turn right or left. In fact, just slammed straight on into a guardrail.
Wilkie says all 5 face the same charges for now.
They've only been charged with the aggravated stolen motor vehicle and the aggravated fleeing and eluding. Of course, once we tie in the burglaries or attempted car burglaries in Naperville, Lyle, or other jurisdictions, those can potentially be added as well.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
No one was hurt after a house fire in Naperville this morning. It was reported along the 800 block of Proud Clarion Court just after 6:30. The 3 occupants inside were able to escape on their own. Authorities say the house is now uninhabitable. The Chicago Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting scheduled in early March to consider applications for as many as 9 new marijuana dispensaries. If approved, that would almost double the number of shops operating in the city. The Daily Line reports all of the new locations are in the River North and West Loop areas.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app.
and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.